everyone, I know it's been a while since you have seen me, heard from me, all of that, but we're getting ready to kick off season two. Oh my God, what a special guest here. First, let me introduce you that don't know me. I'm Aretha, the creator of Mishandled and also the host of Real Talk Tuesdays with Aretha. If you don't know what Mishandled is about, make sure you click the link below and go and check out the podcast about the lies, deceit, and betrayal that you get from your spouse and how it affects you physically, mentally, and spiritually. All right. Now we have a special guest today. Let's just jump on into it. We have Coach Believe, and the spelling of her name, and when it says Believe, I was just like, oh my God, I believe this. This was meant to be. The connection with us is meant to be what she is doing in life. The footprints that she is leaving in life was meant to be. Believe it. Yes. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I am so good. It's Belize.
Belize. Okay. Yes, I love it. I love it.
Yes, I'm so excited to be with you, girl. We've been fighting for this, okay? We've been fighting for this interview. So I am so excited to be with you, be on your platform, and to inform your listeners.
Yes, that's what it's all about. It's a little introduction about our special guest that we have here today. Ms. Belize is an STD life coach, has been living with genital herpes for 11 years, has been featured in Essence, also is the first African-American woman with herpes to advocate for 6 years. And I just happened to fall on your platform one day, but you've been out here doing your thing for a while. You really have.
You didn't fall on the platform. God reeled you in. That's how he worked on me. He find people for me.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Please tell my audience a little bit about you.
All right. So like she said, Ms. Aretha said, I am Belize Spivey. I'm known as the STD Life Coach. If you never heard of an STD Life Coach, that's because you never met me. It's just that simple. I've created this out of a need. If you know anything about herpes, which most people don't, it's because we don't see anybody with it. So I said, you know what? We're going to change that because we know African-American women, if you don't know, African-American women are number one for contracting herpes, followed by Hispanic women. And then after that, you know, it trickled down the line. So with that being said, I wanted us to have a representative. We tend to don't get that. Because we tend to be so scary at times because we're like, well, people are going to stay. They're going to think I'm this. They're going to think I'm that. And I said, you know what? I can care less what you think. What I'm going to do is kill what you think and tell you could have been me. All right? Because if you don't realize you can be me, then you're going to keep moving like you could never be me and mess around and be me and need me. Okay? So I don't want that. So I'll say, let me be me. So you don't have to be on this side of the fence, because it's not a fence I want anybody to be on. If you don't have to be, don't. I have had many clients who like, I don't have. I said, woo, now you know better. Now you better not come back to me talking about you got it, because that means you went back out there and you didn't do what you needed to do. So my whole thing is, I'll tell you, for anybody who's in the healthcare field or sexual health, we do not want you on the side of this fence. Don't come up here if you don't have to. If you come up here, it's because you lack knowledge. And that's the reason why I'm here. 11 years ago, it was 2009. I was in college. I was at Auburn University, just transferred to my like dream school. This is where I wanted to go. Couldn't go through the front soul, so I came through the back door. I said, don't matter. I'm up in this camp. So I went. I was so excited. It was a culture shock. As y'all can see, I am a brown girl. So this was a culture shock for me. I never went to a school full of white folks. So it was different for me, but I knew I belonged. I knew I can handle it. And I knew I can do what I needed to do while I was there. So my second semester while I was there, ended up meeting a guy, had a situationship. Let's all be grown. We all don't have one or two of these in our lives. Me, I could say I had plenty. But this was a situationship with a guy. We had sex. had unprotected oral, but we have protected genital, okay? I like to say that because many of us think we're being protected, but if you do not use things across the board, you're not protected. If you're not educated, you're not protected. If you don't use protection, you're not protected. If you don't know what to get tested for, you are not protected. And I'll tell you, most of y'all are missing two. Most people are missing two, sometimes three, okay? So with that being said, condom is not enough. So that's what I thought. I was young. I was like, listen, I don't got the 20 years old. I ain't got nothing. I'm doing good. Okay. I'm doing good. I ain't never caught anything, but this was my first one. I ended up finding out shortly after having sex with him, herpes popped up on me. So I'm thinking, I'm young. I'm like, oh my God, he gave me a super something. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God, you know, but now ain't what I know to now. No, I already had it and I did not know it. I was just experiencing my first outbreak. Thank God he did not have it, because I would have probably felt bad because I'm like, I didn't know, you know, but he did not have it. I thought about it later the year before. I had a young man reach out to me and say that he had herpes, but I got tested and it did not show up. That's one thing you'll know about herpes. You can have it and it don't show up right away. On top of that, the testing is, you know, but we know when testing ain't, you still use it. Okay. All right. We use it anyway until something changed. But at that time, it did not show up, but it showed up literally months down the line. And voila, I'm here. I fought. I cried. I was depressed. I dealt with suicidal thoughts. I dealt with depression. I dealt with denial. I did all of it. But then I got to a place where I was like, you know what? Oh, no, this ain't going to control my life. I said, that may control yours, but it won't control mine. So literally, I literally fought like hell. I'm not gonna lie. I fought like hell not to be the stigma of herpes, which we know is feeling nasty, disgusting, feeling like you're not worthy. I fought it with all my might. And I ain't gonna lie, my hands ain't nothing to play with. I'm not a fighter, but don't try me, you know, type thing. And herpes thought it can beat me up and it lost, okay? And it lose every time that anybody comes into my hands. I will fight your battle. So that's what I chose to do, was to fight the battle of the stigma of herpes. And I've been doing it for 6 years and love it.
Wow. See, that's why I fell in love with you, because everything you just said was me. I don't, no one knows my story because I haven't shared it until now.
Oh, look at you. You better do it with me. Come on. That's what I do. Come on. You're the second person who have shared their status on the platform when I was with them. So I'm so honored.
Yes. I, you know, was living my best life that I thought. My husband and I just had moved into our house. We had new cars. We were just doing us, you know. And all of a sudden, I get a call from my gynecologist and talking about, hey, you know, you have an STD. And I'm like, what? Because let me back up. Over the years, I had been, my other name was Erotica, and I taught sex. I did fun parties, and I was a sex educator, sex educator. Certified sex educator. So my husband had been through the whole process with me, and he knows how I practice safe sex. I advocate and tell women, hey, know your body. You know, don't let somebody teach you about your body. Know your body. Also practice safe sex. We sold condoms, gave condoms away. We sold dental jam for when you're doing oral sex. So he already knew. And I've been with him for 16 years, backing up a little bit more for those who know me. Yes, the first 4 years of our 16, we were swingers, but.
What? I knew you said erotica. I knew you was erotic. You ain't got to tell me. I said, oh girl, get down to the giddy. I said, she looked sweet, but she'll get you. I seen it. Girl, it shines through. I seen it.
Exactly, you know, my alter ego.
Yes. know?
Exactly. But the people we were swinging with, I made sure that, you know, well, you can't be 100% sure.
Right.
But we had a relationship. And the club that we would go to, you had to show that you had been tested. In my view, we were being cautious of what we were doing. And I did say the first 4 years of our 16-year relationship. So we had done stopped for spiritual reasons. I thought we had stopped. only I had stopped. I did not know behind the scenes of what that's part of the mishandle, that he was continuing on without me knowing. So fast forward up to 2016, I get a call after we just moved into our house. I got my dream job. Life is going grand. And she says, it was just like this, boom, boom, boom. You got an STD. What I got? Oh, you have herpes. What? You gotta be kidding me. Here I am in my 40s. I have not been hit with anything all my life. So I'm just like, what did you do?
Right. You're like, I know everything. What is over that?
Exactly. But I went through everything because the outbreak for me, when it hit, it was like, take the head of some cauliflower and the head of some broccoli and put that down. That's how my coochie looked.
Wow.
And it was another whammy because it was my birthday weekend. It was my anniversary weekend. We were going to Chicago to have my first helicopter ride, you know, and it was like, oh, I had to go to the hospital because what they call it, MRSA, when you start to get hot in the inside and my thigh started overheating because I'm extremely sensitive. If they say there was a billion rats and one lost his hair,
you'll be the one.
I'm that one. So my body was just having some type of reaction to whatever was going on. And I got pissed because knowing that your clitoris and your vagina, your clitoris is only made for one purpose in life. And that is to bring you pleasure.
Yes,
it don't serve no other purpose.
Nope.
But to get to it, you had to go through a bushel of cauliflower. The breakout, and it started going down my thighs and just causing boils and different things to start popping up. And I was like, what in the world? I was so pissed. And it went from being pissed to being, okay, I can't believe this has happened because like I said, nothing like this has ever happened before. And then it went to feeling nasty. I got galls hanging out my thighs and it's just, I had to go back every other day to get it replaced and for them to check on me and different. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And then here he is with no symptoms whatsoever.
Oh yeah, that's frustrating.
He's just going on about life. I had a whole week off from work because I'm a thick girl. So all of that was being irritated from walking. And I was pissed. I was angry. I was disgusted. I was nasty. I was trifling. I don't want him to touch me. Because if you knew that you were out in the street, you did not protect yourself, nor did you protect me. And I'm supposed to be your queen because I carry your name. It was just so much going on in my mind internally. And I sat on that couch day after day, hour after hour. Even when I went back to work, I would go to work, come back home and sit on that couch. And not once did he come and say, what can I do? How can I help? Because it didn't affect him. He just went on about his merry way. That's part of the mishandled, ladies. That's part of the physical and mental and spiritual. Because now you're questioning your God. How could something like this happen?
And then he don't care. Like, don't you love me or no?
Yes.
You know I'm in pain. Exactly. You know how I'm feeling. Even if you don't have it, you will have an idea of how I feel.
Oh, but guess what? Somebody named Karma.
She always show up.
Showed up. So his didn't happen right away. This happened years down the line.
Wow.
Yeah. To where he's freaking. You know how men are about their penis.
How do you think I feel about my vagina? Listen,
thank you.
I got more inner parts than you do. Okay.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, oh my God, I don't believe this. And you're so right. But during the years, no one had answers. Mm-hmm. Take this pill. And you know, I'm iffy about pills because I'm that one.
I don't like pills. I'm a pill. I'm not a pill girl. Not really.
And that's my question. What's a natural way to help me with this? And the doctors mm-hmm. didn't have one. They didn't offer one. All they offered was another pill.
Yep.
But I'm happy to say that I started doing my research and finding out what works for my body. Mm-hmm. That was in 2016. And thank God I have not had any breakouts like that ever again. But it's just a process, because I didn't want to speak with him, because I was just so pissed that you didn't protect me. And as your wife, I've always protected us, even behind the scenes. You didn't know that the swinger clubs that we went to required you to have testing. I would just say, hey, babe, it's time for you to go for your test or whatever, you know, go to your doctor.
This is what we gonna do. I make sure we good.
Right. I was doing, you know, what women do, you know?
Exactly.
But you didn't protect me. And I don't want you to touch me. I don't want you to touch. I definitely ain't gonna have you insert anything in me that's attached to you. Because now your mind is wondering like all craziness. Mm-hmm. All type of craziness. So that's my story. And then I came upon you and I'm like, wow, a sister. And she is loud and boisterous about and her journey with no shame. I'm not, let me clear this up. I'm not saying loud as like, no.
Girl, I'm not bothered.
But we have some
take it like it is. Are you gonna let my pitch bother you, or are you gonna listen to what I say out of my pitch? Because some people don't want to listen, but you know, trauma, you know, some people trauma. It's just a lot. Yes.
By loud, I mean you're bold and courageous.
Yes, yes, yes. I know what you mean. Yes.
And I love it. I love it. I really do. And some of your highs and lows on this journey.
The biggest, I'll say my low was the fact that I didn't realize how low my self-esteem was. Mm. Like, you don't realize how low you are until something take you there. Because most of us realize that if you don't deal with things in the physical, sometimes you don't realize you're dealing with it internally, you know? So I didn't know for so long. I knew I'd struggle with my self-esteem, but I was like, well, I'm getting dudes. You know, I may not be in committed relationships, but I'm still having sexual activity. I'm still meeting people, things like that. So I said, I can't be too low. You know, you're low when you're the type of stuff you put up with. Yeah, you're low. You just don't want to admit that you're low. But me physically getting it put the icing on the cake for me. I had to finally realize, like, beliefs, you have to get your confidence up, because at the end of the day, if you don't, you're going to let this control you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to automatically assume that nobody's going to want you. And I tell you now, ladies, our men do not care. What we've been saying they care about is what we care about. We deflect so much. Men do not care about half of what we care about. They're not even made like us. So stop thinking that they think what we think. They do not think like that at all. All they want you to do is tell me, okay, that's it. Okay. Oh, and he may ask you a couple of questions to make sure he can still lick it, stick it, and deliver babies out of it. That is it. Men are so that simple. But us, we care about our self-esteem. We care about how we're viewed and all those things like that. And it really took a toll, because for so long, I didn't know how to work on my self-esteem. I didn't know what it felt like to feel good with myself and love myself and, you know, not care, truly not care. We always say we don't care, but I mean, really get to a point of, it doesn't matter. I live better than you with herpes type thing. You know, I had to finally get to that point. So I can say that was my lowest of really starting to see that, Belize, your confidence is in the trash. Unless I want you to go do, I don't even want you to get that one. I want you to create a new one. Mm-hmm. We're going to build this thing from scratch. Because I believe a lot of us is trying to take stuff out the trash. And you, as we know, germs still there. Virus is still there. And you still are being affected. Leave it in the trash can and go and let's get you some new wood and some new nails and all new tools so everything is absolutely clean and good and sanitized. I'm being honest. And that's what herpes did for me, even though it seemed like it was a dirty thing. It literally gave me a new way of looking at life. I think my high is the fact that I have been able to help millions of people. Yes. Like, that was the biggest thing for me. It's like, me being at my lowest help people be at their highest. And I feel like for anybody or anything you ever do, anytime you get to impact other people, it always make you feel good because, you know, number one, if I don't do nothing else, I change your life. Mm-hmm. I change your life. So I think that's my absolute highest, is that every day somebody watched my video and say, Belise, I was looking for you. And I said, I know, and God heard you. So he sent me right on to you. If that was through an inbox, a scroll, I had a guy told me that he found me on a pornography site. God found him where he was. Y'all don't think that. God will literally find you and he will deliver what you need. So don't ever, and I know I'm getting sidetracked, but I know somebody needs this. Don't think whatever you do won't get your answers, your prayers answered. He will meet you in it.
Yeah, he'll meet you where you at. Definitely.
Don't let folks fool you. He will. When that dude, he tell me that all the time because he's like one of my main clients. And I was like, he was like, Belise, can you believe that? I said, I don't know. God said, you know what? This brother over here, let me put a black sister over here and he gonna listen. And I've been loving on him ever since and vice versa.
Yes, yes. I love it. I love it. What kind of got me to come out of where I was is that one time I was talking to my little sister and she was just, I told her, I said, I just feel so disgusting. And this was months, I think this was like a year after I contracted and everything, still no intimacy with my husband or nothing like that. And I just started crying because it was still at my lowest point. I was still there looking like me, but I was still there. Hadn't shared with anyone. I was having a conversation with my sister, released that out. And by me crying and saying that, she started crying and she started saying, oh no, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And I'm like, you know what? I am. Mm-hmm. I am. I just needed to get that out.
You had to find someone. Somebody. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I felt comfortable getting it out with my sister, having that conversation with her. And she was like, this ain't you. Your personality is there.
Right.
And right now you're sounding, and you can't let what someone done to you take you and leave you there. Mm. You know? And I also, and this is kind of a sidetrack, I also believe it was part of my getting ready to go where I am now. Cause that was in 2016. We're in 2021. I am married, but celibate. So contracting that, I didn't want to have sex with him anymore. And we haven't, cause it's apparent that you've been doing your own thing. So, and now today we're heading into divorce court. So I take it as preparing me for my new journey that I'm going in, you know, and I have confidence to say, hey, you know, whoever it is that I may meet in the horizons, in my future, whatever, I have HSV2. Is that the correct acronym?
Correct.
HSV2.
You're right. Girl, you got this thing. You got
it. Yeah. So before we go any further, I need to let you know something. Yeah. To disclose it because it is a part of me.
Yeah.
It is a part of me.
It's not you. It's just a little small part.
Exactly. It's not me. It's a small part. Mm-hmm. And so many people go through life not even letting you know. They know, they know they got it. And they still sleep with you and don't say a word. And it ain't just for herpes. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, HIV, AIDS, everything. Whatever it may be. They know they got yeast infections and you can get that in your mouth too. They got you doing oral sex on them knowing they got yeast infections.
Or bacterial vaginosis.
Yes. Yes, Aretha, come on. Come on, people. For me, I have to let them know so I can sleep at night. There's
Listen.
People out here that, you know, they cool with not saying a word.
No,
nah,
they ain't
well
sleeping at night, girl. I used to be one of them girls.
They getting chased in their dreams.
They not sleeping. I'll tell anybody that when you don't live in your truth, you don't sleep well.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't sleep well, even if it may not be an STI. That may just... You want to tell somebody how you really feel. Just imagine. I mean, I've been married to, I'm divorced. And I know how that feel when you're in between and you want to say something, but you don't. You toss and turn and turn and talk because you got something on your heart you want to share. You want to release your truth and you want to move forward. And when you can't release your truth, you fight within.
Yeah,
you fight within. And I don't want that for anybody. I'm so happy you brought up this closing because that's one thing that I love to talk about. Because I've been on both sides. I've been a young lady who was so scared and terrified to tell to the one who like, psh, please. And you enter in awe. You want to do this or no. And it's okay. And I always okay my men because they be so scared to give us a no. They don't know what to do sometimes. So I'm like, no, remember, you are important. The choice you make, I respect. And I think that's what we're not used to. And I say this, I've been saying this lately. We're not used to making choices with sex. You get whatever's given to you.
Yeah.
Okay. You get the size, you get the smell, you get the positions, you get everything just given. Nothing is selected. This is the only time that we have the opportunity to give a person a choice and we still take it from each other. It's not right. Some stuff you can't determine what your size gonna look like. Ladies, I love us. None of our vaginas look the same. None of our breasts look the same. Your booty don't sit. Nothing sits. Nothing is the same. Stroking. Listen, he learned that from the last three. Listen, he only knew what he know. All right? So just know this is an opportunity that you finally give a person a chance to choose something. Why not give it to them? Why not give it to them? You know why? Well, at least they don't teach us how to do that. You're right, because they don't want you to get nothing. Let's be honest. They really try to scare you out of getting anything. So they never prepare you for conversations. But what they're not going to do is that, because now if I prepare you for conversations, then the numbers go down.
Yeah.
And we all know it's a numbers game. It's always knows pills. It's always knows money. It always trail. They say, if you want to find the issue, trail it back to the money. Okay.
Yeah.
So my whole thing, this is also a money game while we're not learning some of the things we learn, which I'm talking this beautiful, so happy. I didn't even know you were a certified sex educator. So that's even another thing where even with you guys, y'all know things, but you know, they don't tell you enough to really want people to be safe.
Yeah,
they really don't. And it's sad. It is very sad. But I challenge you, if you are in a relationship and you want honesty, which we all do, then give people choices. Yes. It will affect you more. I promise you. I have so many people who literally come to me and say, I would never talk to a girl who got herpes. But the fact that you told me the truth, I respect you and I deal.
Yes. Well, I say that all the time. Finding out everything that's been going on behind my back, I get a little pissed because you took away my options. Mm-hmm. All you had to do was talk to me.
That's all you had to say.
That's all you had to say. Hey,
but
honey,
then he had
I know
to reveal his movement. That you had to reveal that you wasn't ready to get out the lifestyle, which that mean I was growing and you chose not to want to grow with
exactly.
me. Or just tell me, and I think, you know, and I'm so happy that you do have a background in that, because even though I don't have the background in that, I always tell people communication is everything. And if he didn't want to get out, he could have said, sweetie, is it okay that I step back and you just keep us safe? And you probably said, fine, babe, I'm making a spiritual move and that's fine. And I understand we started 4 years in. I can't expect you to change. I can't expect it that what I'm changing for, you change for. But I feel like he was too scared that you were going to say no, that he still made a mistake. And I say even to him now, he can't hear me, that you know to always talk. She's not going to take it from you. Ain't too many people who going to let you do it with you, let alone she more understanding than anybody you can find.
Yeah,
you know, but the fear of a no is the reason why many people, or the fear of rejection is the reason why many people make bad decisions. And honestly, for you, he made a bad decision. He made a bad decision.
I get so many phone calls from people, men, a lot of men that know me. You're the most open and honest person. You are bold and courageous. You stand before hundreds of people talking about sex. He couldn't come and talk to you? Apparently not.
He didn't want to hear a no.
He didn't want to hear
it. He thought it was going to all change. But my whole thing, just because I change doesn't mean I change you.
Yes, exactly.
You know, but I understand he was enjoying that sexual freedom, girl. He didn't know what to do with that. He's really proud of her. She yes. Streets and whoa, what she behind these doors. Y'all yes. Tell you I ain't trying to lose it. You know,
one of his favorites was, I've never had a girlfriend like this before. Well, I've been a sex educator 20 years prior to him.
Wow.
So
you knew everything. You know,
I've been in the game for a while. So, you know, things get old. It's just different people, but it's the same game.
Tell the truth. So I'm proud of you. I can say that. I know this kind of tidbit, but I want to tell you, I'm super proud of you for creating your platform and even sharing your story, because this one thing I say all the time, most sex educators will never tell you their flaws. They will never tell you their story. So you're going to make a huge impact, because it's so many sex educators who have contracted this and that or been through some situations and they don't want to share it because they don't want to look like, I don't have it together. So I'm so proud of you for coming out, you know, with all the experience you have, all walks of life, and saying, hey, it happened to me too. And this is how I'm going to move forward from it.
Thank you so much. Same to you. Same to you. Hats off to you, my sister. Lots of love. You know, I love it. And of course, we have to have you on again.
Absolutely. This girl, we just got a little bit. We got a little bit, because I would love to talk to you about, you know, swinging and how people can go about being safe with that and, you know, polygamy and things like that. Because my whole thing is, as you can see, she got a cross. I'm a believer too. Okay. So my whole thing is, we want to let you guys know these conversations must be had.
Yes.
We're on two different spectrums. She's in her 40s. I'm in my we got to have these conversations, because when we don't, and people do get in marriage and they agree upon these things, things get a little shaky because you're not used to having these conversations. Okay. And I want people to know that it's okay. What you choose to do in your marriage, the bed is not defiled. Okay. Okay. So what y'all do in y'all bedroom is what y'all agree upon. So I would love to have a conversation about it. Especially within my generation, because it's starting to become popular again for us, and how to prepare them of, if you get into this, how to have the communication, what to look for, where to go, things like that. Because my whole thing is, when you don't put the information out, that's when bad things happen.
Yeah, they just out, the younger generation that I'm seeing, they're just out here wilding out.
Listen, no. They don't even know how to ask no question. They don't go get tested. They don't do nothing. They just showing up to random houses. You mess around and get killed. Okay.
They know it all. They know it all, and they want that quick fix.
Quick fix. You want love. That's what you need. You ain't a quick fix. It's love. Mm-hmm. It's intimacy that you're really, I know. I was one of the girls. You're looking for love. You're looking for intimacy. And I'm telling you, in those couple of 30 to an hour, it ain't going to last long.
Yes.
You will be back to the next one, which creates sex addictions. And guys, that's not for you. That's not
exactly. That's another topic I got coming up. Sex addiction. Ooh.
Listen, I can't wait to be up in that one, girl. That's gonna be good.
Definitely.
Like, the pornography and it gets real, y'all. Yes, I was that girl.
That girl too.
A lot of women are addicted. Y'all think it's men? Mm-hmm. It'd be women.
Yes.
See, that's something else I want to. When women don't realize we have so much power, but when your confidence is in the dump, you lose it. You literally throw your power over to him and say, control me.
Yeah.
Mishandle.
That's why I was a sex educator, to teach you about your body instead of letting a man teach you about your body. Because when he teaches you about your body, he has all control. He has won your mind. When he gets your lips, both pairs of lips, in sync with what he does to you, he's molding you to how he wants you to be. And you are in all types of being mishandled when that happens. So I love teaching women about sex.
I'm about to bring you my platform. Me and you got to talk about in the background, because I can bring you on for a couple of weeks, because I think it's so necessary. I feel like I'm interviewing you. It's so necessary. I didn't notice y'all. I'm going to be so honest. I didn't even know this much about her. We kind of just clicked and never really got a chance to talk. So listen, I knew that was a guy. He did that. He set us up. He set us up.
Exactly. Exactly. I was addicted to porn. I loved it. The glory holes and all of that. I love watching it. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, well, how can I get into this? It was just like things were falling in my lap. My attorney back in the day, my erotic time attorney, had 800 numbers. He was like, I'm sick of these numbers. Here, you can have them. What? Oh, okay. So I had the psychic line, the sex line, sex talk line. Wow. I was using my own sex talk line calling, you know?
Wow. So that is crazy.
Yeah.
Girl, you got a heck of a darn story.
Yeah. Book coming out soon.
Girl, listen, that's books. That ain't even book. That's books.
It's a series.
Because I'm like, your books have been this thick. It'd be like Harry Potter books if you tried to stick everything in it. It ain't even possible.
Exactly.
I'm excited to hear it.
I love it. I love it. And yes, we have many checkoff boxes here we got to do.
Yes.
A lot of more podcasts and live videos that we have to do, definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The door is open. Just call, text me, let me know. Hey,
girl, we know we got each other's number. It's already done. We are sealed and dealed. So yes. I'm excited. Yes, yes, yes.
So please share if you have any specials or anything going on. You do have product. Tell me a little bit about your product.
Yes, girl. So listen, the first Black chick to stand up and say she got herpes, don't be ashamed and create a natural outbreak products, external outbreak products, just like you were sharing earlier. He's like, yeah, I'm not really into pills, but I want it natural. I was the same. I was in college. I was broke as a joke. On top of that, I was on my mom's insurance. So I was like, I do not want nothing to show up. And she like, what is this? You know, type thing. Cause I didn't tell her right away. So I was like, I have to find something that works for me. So over the years, as I got more into plant-based eating and essential oils and all these things over the last couple of years, I was like, you know what? What I'm seeing, the biggest struggle in the herpes community is still the lack of products that for real work. A lot of the products are hit and miss, and I did not want my products to be hit and miss. So I did my research and I literally created a super products. That's how I feel. They super products. And I literally created four products. So it's a speed up cream, which is a cream that you can put on cuts, bumps, blisters, anything like that. It helps speed up the process to heal it. Also, I created Itch Be Gone spray, so you can spray it on it and it instantly start to reduce that itching. If you deal with yeast infections, jock itch, or bacterial vaginosis, it'll help with that as well. I also created a washout soap, which I'm so grateful because an African-American man came to me for this product and I created it. It has been one of my most popular products. He was like, I want something gentle. As we know, most men's soaps are very, very harsh and they burn. We know. Use some man soap. Your vagina will be on fire. Okay. It is not the soap for you. Okay. So I created a soap that you get you a gentle wash, but also heal you at the same time. So I did that. And then my last product was Relax Me Tea. I'm a tea drinker over the last years. I have fell in love with teas. And a lot of my clients struggle with sleeping. They struggle with stress. So I wanted something to help them relax. As you know, your body can only heal when it's in a relaxed state. Mm-hmm. So I created a tea to assist them in that. So my products have been out for about 2 years now. It has been a blessing. This year, they just took off. I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. They just took off. Many people are still looking for products. Many people are looking for something to truly help, because I'll be honest, the antiviral help within, it doesn't help out. So just like you were saying, you was having all of that, them pills was never going to do you nothing. That's why you
said that right.
So just imagine if you had something to slap on it to start healing it and giving you some relief. It'll probably made it a little bit better. But the fact that you didn't have anything and you had to suffer, I don't want that. My first outbreak was horrible too. Okay. It was painful. I didn't want to pee. I didn't want to move. I was in the spot so long. I swear I started to cramp. I couldn't move. It was just that much pain. I lay in the bed for 3 days and didn't move, y'all. Yeah. 3 days. And walking was the devil. I just wanted somebody to carry me. Okay. It was bad. Now I do want to tell you, everybody outbreak is not that bad. So don't be like, oh my God. But I'm I just want to say everybody's outbreaks is not that bad. Some people, it's just nothing but a pimple. Some people are like a little paper cut. Some people is just itching. Some people is just discharge, a little discharge. Some people is just aching legs. Some people just migraine. Some people just feel like they're just getting the flu. Okay. So just remember, I don't want you to think that herpes outbreaks is bumps and blisters. No, it's symptoms. So most of you guys are really ignoring that you have herpes because you're looking for this nasty thing that you see online. And I tell you, if I can pull every picture off of my computers and phones, you will be mind blown to say, darn, I got that. Mm-hmm. I did with just that, and I did not know what it was, you know, and it comes and goes. So I really challenge you guys, if you have anything pop on you, up on you, that is not normal, a cut, a blister, something that, or irritation, go get it swabbed ASAP, all right? Yeah. And I also want to let you guys know, kind of a tidbit, if you want to get tested, if you go to my Instagram, Coach Police, I have, you can go to a local clinic for little or nothing, or you can do home tests. Okay, because some people don't have the insurance money, or you just don't want to go to your doctor's office. You don't like how you was treated there, and you're trying to find something else. Or you're just like, listen, everybody work at the doctor's office. I live in a small town. Everybody know my mama. I get it. It's like, I don't want to deal. So I got you. You can do a home test, and you can get your test results on top of your partner, too. You can wait a week, and y'all can get everything y'all need, and then y'all can go in a room and be as free as you guys want. So that's Coach Belize for that. But yes, I'm grateful for the products. I'm one of the only, I can say at this moment, CEO of products who showed their face. Most of the people who create those products have herpes as well, but they are so ashamed that they dare not ever show their face. I said, how can you sell me a product and still live the stigma? You do me a disservice.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you think I want to come buy your product and you're promoting shame?
Correct.
So correct. I choose not to do that. I choose not to do that. I choose to stand in the front of it, beside it, under it, around it, and use it to let yes. you know that, you know, it's just something that we're currently dealing with like everybody else. Some people exactly. that's asthma, some people that's asthma, some people that's leukemia, some people that's breast cancer, but just know we all learn how to deal with whatever is thrown our way. Okay.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Just, and we didn't clarify this in the beginning, just to clarify before we end, HSV-1 is oral, mouth, and HSV-2 is genital, correct?
No, it's all herpes.
It's I want to say it's all that. Herpes, but it's they in different herpes. Locations.
It's just different locations. I want to kind of like the they're trying to stop doing type 1, type 2. In 1960, that was just location indicators. It never was a type. So most people think type 1 is a strand and type 2 is a strand or type. I thought the same thing, but over the years I have learned, no, it's all herpes. They just literally just use it as locations for you to say picked up. We have picked up their terminology and then we're getting confused because many mm-hmm. people think, I can only get it or I can only get it. You can get herpes anywhere on your skin. It's skin to skin contact. If you understand chickenpox, if you understand shingles, that is also a form. And when I say form, that means it's its own type of herpes. Mm-hmm. So if you understand how that works, it works the exact same here. The only thing is, this was the one that infects your genitals. Okay. That's okay. the only reason why it's considered an STI, just because it affects your genitals. If you get on oral, we know little kids have herpes. It's because kissing and, you know, maybe sharing something with somebody and they're having an outbreak and they don't know what it is, things of that nature. But majority of the time, it's skin to skin contact. And then, as we know, oral is typically not protected. And so many people get cold sores, been having them all their lives, but had no clue what it was. So that's I will always tell anybody, ask somebody casually, have you ever had any cold sores when you were a little kid? And they're like, oh, yeah. And I ain't telling you, say, oh, you know, you got herpes. Don't say that. It's just say, thank you for telling me, because I need to know when you're having outbreaks, because that can be transmitted to my genitals. If you're having an outbreak, it can be contagious. Mm-hmm. And it's all about how you talk to people. Don't make them feel less than. As soon as you tell a person they got herpes, yeah. they don't freak out. I ain't got that. I ain't got that, baby. You do have that. But my whole thing is you got to slowly educate them. So it's better to say, hey, did you ever deal with that? And they say, yeah. It's like, okay, well, anytime you have any outbreaks, just let me know. And I'm like, okay. You're like, well, just let me know, because it can be passed to another part of the body without you knowing. And they're right. like, what? I didn't know that. It's like, yeah, a lot of people don't. It's okay. I'm not tripping. It ain't no big deal. Just let me know and we'll just stay safe. And they're like, okay. And it's going to keep the same type of energy of no big deal. But if you make it a big deal, it becomes a big deal. So that's just me teaching you how to deal with people who don't really realize what they do have. Because so many.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, when I had my outbreak, I'm a diabetic. Mm. So, you know, going to the bathroom at that time, my diabetes weren't controlled. So I was going to the bathroom a lot because diabetics pee a lot when it's not controlled. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, I had to learn differently when wiping myself, you know, wipe myself. And I started washing my hands all the way up to my elbows because I didn't want to have anything, any residue left on me and go wipe my eye because you can get herpes in the eyes. At least that's from my studying. You know, and I didn't want to do that. So I was freaking out. And like I said, he never asked me, what can I do? How can I help or nothing? And I was going on this journey all by myself.
I'm poor baby. I'm sorry. That's not even right. And I'll say this for my individuals who, you know, have an outbreak. My whole thing is soap and water is all you need. Mm-hmm. Just do not rip your skin. Wash your hands like raw. Now you don't put yourself at a higher risk.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, we understand how COVID is working now. Don't overuse alcohol. Don't overwash because now you're breaking the layers in your skin and now you're putting yourself at higher risk. I know you think you're getting cleaner. You're really doing yourself a disservice. So I'm just going to share that with you. Don't get so freaked out trying to be clean, clean. If you're just that scared, nothing but gloves.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong, y'all. It's nothing wrong with being cautious, but don't break down. The most important thing is your skin, your hands, like your hands. Y'all, you do not want to break the skin on you. And it takes a minute. We know it's about 7. It takes a minute, but washing and being damp, it starts to break it down. So my whole thing is, if you're really concerned, just say you're having bad outbreaks like we did and you're just nervous, just put some gloves on and just take them off, wash your hands and go in. You're like, I don't want to feel nasty. If you want to feel safe, that's okay.
Yeah,
nobody knows you're doing it.
And that's why we have you, because I had no one. There was no advocate.
Girl, I didn't know any of that. I just learned a lot of stuff that I'm learning now. Listen.
Yeah. I didn't want to, you know, wipe myself and then go touch my face.
And it can happen. And it can happen because you never know. You mean times we mess around and touch some alcohol and your fingers start to burn? You didn't have no clue you had a paper cut. And we know paper cuts cut deep. Yeah. Okay. So it's things like that that we don't know. And I feel like at the end of the day, I'm proud of you for being cautious. I'm proud of you for being cautious because that was the right thing to do because you've seen how bad it was. You didn't want it to spread nowhere else. And I want anybody to know it's nothing wrong with not wanting to spread it. It's just about doing it the right way to prevent it. Because most of the time when you're freaking out, you're going to mess around and put yourself right in a situation you did not want to be, which is spreading it other places. So the best thing to do is just take your time the same way that a doctor would put gloves on themselves just to protect themselves. You can do the same thing until it starts to heal and get better and you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Also with my products, I always tell people, use Q-tips. I'm a Q-tip queen. Mm. Okay? Use Q-tips when you're applying your products. Don't re-dip. Don't recontaminate your products. Okay? It's things that we hear all the time, but we don't think much about it. Not because you don't know. It's just you don't think twice, okay? Don't recontaminate. Always use new things. You know, if you're concerned about things, don't touch it. When you're wiping, as we know, mama said, wrap your hand all the way around.
Yes.
It's not because I'm saying you don't know, but this is just reminders. We're just giving reminders. Or if you didn't know at all, you now know. Just wrap it all the way around to protect your hand all the way.
Yes. Yes. Now, statistics says that 80% of, I can't remember if it was the U.S. or the world, has herpes. I think it's
though. Yeah, it's so true. 80% don't even know it.
Correct.
Don't even know it. So as we know, so that's about 1 out of 5, 1 out of 2, 1 out of 3. You know, the numbers, we haven't had new numbers because of COVID. So we don't have new numbers and herpes is not reported. So when I say not reported, that means not on the test for you to be reported. If it's you see gonorrhea, chlamydia, HIV, all that, it's because it's reportable STIs. One thing that you can live with and never take a bit of medication in your life is very manageable. Mm-hmm. So they feel like if it's not something you have to take medicine for, we don't see the need to report it. And it's not something that needs to be included in the standard testing. So it's very important when you get tested to always ask for it.
Yeah.
They will fight you, but that's all right. That's why I told you to go on to my Instagram, Coach Belize, and I have another way that you can get around them. Okay. What you pay for, you get service for. Some doctors, they just don't like the psychological distress behind it. And I get it, but they're the ones who can care less to help you with it. So let somebody who want to help you with it tell you how to get all your answers and then how to live after. Okay. So
exactly. Yes. I'm so happy we did this.
Me too. This was awesome, Sauls. You are amazing.
Oh, thank you. And so are you.
Yes, I'm so great.
So are you. Give them your contact information so that people can reach out to you.
Absolutely. So the biggest thing, if you're a social media person, then Coach Belize on Instagram is the place to be. Make sure you like. I do lives. I do stories like crazy. I do reels. I do everything. All right. If you want to go to my website, it's www.stdlifecoach.com. There I have, you know, my bio. If you want to book sessions, I have private sessions. I have courses also teach you how to have sex after, how to disclose. I have all my products there. So it's just a way that you can kind of like get everything you need there. But if you just want to stay connected, feel me out a little bit, then Instagram is a good place. I also have a YouTube that has over 400 videos on it about everything. If you want to know about herpes, I don't talk about everything. And literally you can just look up Belize Spivey, pretty little chocolate girl gonna pop up, and then you're gonna watch all those videos. And I'm telling you, come be it, because I got a sense of humor. I didn't use a lot of it today, but I'm pretty funny. And I feel like we have to be relatable. We have to be truthful, and we have to be honest. And I'm here to truly let you know, like, life has not changed one freaking bit.
Yeah.
I look better than true. You don't have nothing.
That's
it's
true.
It's all about how you view things. And I want you to realize that it's how you view it. If you know anybody who ever had cancer or anything, they always tell you your mind wins the fight.
That's true. That is true. We are strong and mighty, bold and courageous. Yes. Yes. We got this.
Yes, we do.
Well, I will make sure to put her information in the bottom. You guys can click on it. Find the coach, the STD life coach. You can find her. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, we had Coach Belize. And I am Aretha Ford Metz, the creator of Mishandled, and also the coach. Lord, okay, I got a new title.
Oh, listen, you got to coach me because this is stuff I need to learn. So go ahead, coach.
I'm speaking something new up there.
You've been a coach the whole time.
The host of Real Talk with Aretha, and I thank you all for joining us. Have a great day.